Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Armando Sanchez. Thank you for being on our show today at blogtalkradio.com. And today we have an outstanding role model in our community that is helping parents and students throughout the nation understand the process of a very confusing aspect, college admissions. And on top of that, she also helps parents with the ideas of understanding financial aid. But most importantly, today we're going to focus on the question of understanding the college admission process and what colleges are looking for. And our guest is Quetzal Mama, and she has a book out, which we are all going to go out and run to the store and buy it and find out from her where we can locate it at Flight of the Quetzal Mama. And the title of the book is How to Raise Latino Superstars. That's a great title. I love it. And get them into the best colleges. How to Raise Latino Superstars and Get Them into the Best Colleges. And Quetzal, are you on the line here?
I'm on the line. Good morning, Armando, and good morning to all the listeners.
Buenos dias, buenos dias. And thank you for taking on this important work. And let's start a little bit with your background. What motivated you to get into this field of helping the parents into this area of the serving as a college admissions coach? And I understand that perhaps you also took this information for your own family as well. Tell us about it.
Yeah, what really motivated me was, like so many Latino parents, I wanted the best for my kids. I have three children, and I wanted all three of them to go to the best university possible and to have access to every opportunity. And when I began my research, this was more than 10 years ago, I could not find anything out in mainstream publications that had to do with how do we get Latino students into college. I could find books and resources on, you know, why motivational jargon, why do you want your kid to go to college, why it's great to get your Latino child to college, but I could not find a resource that just pinpointed everything we need to do along the way, K-5, middle, and high school. And so because that was not available to me, I started asking a lot of questions. As my husband will say, I'm a very nosy person, and I ask a lot of questions, and I'm always up in everyone's business. I want to know things. I want to know how certain Latino students get to college. How come some are successful and others are not so successful? These are the questions that were going through my mind. So I decided I want to find these answers. And every book I found was specifically written for non-Latino students. I didn't see our names in these books. I didn't see examples about Latino students in these books. It was as if we were missing. It was as if Latino students never went to college. And I thought, I know that this does not exist. I know Latino students are in college. I know they're succeeding. Who are these students? How did they get there? What did their parents do?
So Let me ask, what is you see unique about Latino students trying to go to college versus the African-American community, the Asian community, or non-minority communities?
Okay. Well, first, you know, the question of diversity often comes up and people will lump together what they call students of color. But truly what I refer to when I'm talking about students of color are the historically underrepresented students, of which Latinos belong to this group. Latinos, African Americans, and Native Americans belong to these historically underrepresented groups. Asian students, on the other hand, in many of the STEM fields are overrepresented. So while they may be a minority, they're not underrepresented. And so as Latino students, we do have very unique experiences that are an asset when applying to college. And this is something I hone in on when I do the workshops. I talk about cultural authenticity and why that's crucial for Latino students.
Wait, what was that term again? Wow, throw that term at me again, please.
This is a powerful term, and I bring this home at every workshop I do. It's called cultural authenticity. And what
cultural
that means,
authenticity. Let me wrap my head around that word. Cultural authenticity. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I'm all ears now. You have my full attention on that one.
Cultural authenticity refers to a Latino student who is authentic in their culture, and they demonstrate this in their college application and within their personal statement through the activities that they've been engaged throughout their lifetime. For example, my kids were involved in Mecha, you know, various Latino groups, and everything that was about our culture, they positively identified with that, and it just glowed in their personal statement and in their college application. A lot of Latino students don't realize the value of that, because think about it this way, Armando. When a student applies to a university, and let's take any selective university, they're receiving about 35,000 applications from students, okay? The college admissions, the admissions folks that work at these universities are not looking to admit a homogenous group of students that looks and sounds like everyone else. So, aha, this is finally an area where Latinos can use to their advantage. We can come in and apply and say, you know, I have a unique set of experiences that's unlike any of these other students who are coming into your university, and this is going to provide you, university, with a student who has a unique voice, who can offer students at the campus a different perspective in life and the life experiences that I bring. So this is a plus. So students who are listening, you need to really develop that cultural authenticity, because it will help you in college admissions.
So not being part of the group, if you will, not being maintaining the same structure in school, but you're bringing in a different kind of dance, different kind of philosophy, different kind of experiences that most students will not have in the college campus are of value, at least perceived from the college admissions. Is this what you're sharing?
Yes, this is what I'm sharing, and the example I give when I do workshops is I say, okay, let's say there's a student named Omar and there's a student named Benjamin, and both students, let's say they're both from California, they both go to a public, you know, K-12 institution, they both have, let's say, a 3.8 GPA and the same SAT scores, but Benjamin grew up in an area that didn't expose him to a lot of Latino role models. He wasn't engaged in his culture. He didn't practice the traditions, the history, the language, everything about his culture. He was not embracing that, and it's obvious in his college admissions application because he's not showing that he was involved in any of those types of things. The language that he uses in his personal statement doesn't reflect that. But let's look at Omar. And Omar, he was involved in every Latino organization. He did things to help people in his community, and specifically Latinos in his community. And he positively identifies with that. So when you look at these candidates side by side, if I'm the admissions officer, I'm going to admit Omar because Omar brings something unique to the table. Whereas Benjamin, although he's Latino, he does not have that cultural authenticity that they're looking for. So that's the difference.
Okay, let's get more in depth here. You've sort of stirred my curiosity here, and certain new questions come up. But before we go into that next question, let me remind our listeners that we're going to share where your book can be obtained, so people can get details about what we're sharing today. If I can go back to what you just shared, okay, the admissions officers are looking at the uniqueness, the authenticity of this individual being related to the Latino community, and doesn't have to be Mexican, obviously can be anywhere in Latin America. But okay, so I want a diverse thinker, someone who comes in with new experiences that the homogeneous group does not have, and they share it through the classrooms and discussions. Is that the only benefit, or is that the only reason the colleges would admit these individuals?
That's not the only reason. That's a huge, huge reason. But college campuses are also looking to bring in diversity, and let's not confuse this with affirmative action or having a quota. We're talking about bringing diversity into a campus because it benefits all of the students who are there. And if you look at any selective university, they can easily populate every entering freshman class within a 20-mile radius of their university. They have enough students who are right there, within their direct radius that they could enroll, but they don't do that. They look nationally. They look at every aspect of students. And so being a Latino student, in addition to be culturally authentic, you also add to their diverse statistics, and that's a plus. It's a plus, a win for everyone, not just the Latino student, but it's a win for their classmates. It's a win for their college campus. So that is a plus.
Now, you're sort of walking with the question, and it runs through my head. I guess we're running through the question, what is ultimately the purpose of a college institution, any college? What is the outcome of producing educated individuals? And so what I'm learning from you then is that the colleges are not only preparing these students and asking them to share their experiences with the others for the benefit of that group, but as college graduates, professionals, then they take on other responsibilities in their communities as well?
Right. That's a factual statement, because when you think of the student experience, and they go to a university not just so they can take the classes and get the diploma, but so that they can become a critical thinker and they can come back and give to society whatever it is that they've learned at that campus. And these students, not only are they bringing, more information to their society, but they're also bringing sensitivity. And, and you see this in a lot of different areas, like in the STEM field, for example. I work with a lot of students going into the STEM field.
Let me stop there for a second. STEM, I'm not used to this acronym. STEM means what?
Yes, thank you. STEM refers to science, technology, engineering, and math. So any student going into that high-tech field, if they have cultural sensitivity, they can bring that into their new industry. So, for example, if you're going to school and you're studying biological sciences and you want to go into the medical field, you want to be a physician, you want to be in public health, anything related in that area, if you are Latino and you understand and have sensitivity to our group, you're better able to serve more people. Versus someone who may not have that exposure and expertise and sensitivity. So
you remind me of something, and thank you for that. And I'm very aware of a doctor who did a research on meth abuse in East Los Angeles. We had him as a guest quite a while ago, and he's not Latino, but he was sitting in a group where I happened to meet him. It was a major Latino community event in East Los Angeles, and he needed the sensitivity because his research was in that community, and it greatly will benefit us once he finishes his report. So it's not even the Latinos who need to go back to the community. Different other non-Latino organizations also work with Latinos and other areas of color, and they also need to be sensitive and understand the community, and they get it perhaps through their peers that are also attending college with them. This is what I'm getting from you.
That's true. That's it. In a nutshell, you said it perfectly.
So you go around in helping parents understand the process of going to college. Now, you talk to thousands of parents, and you've been doing this for several years. What is it that you see parents asking over and over again, and that you find yourself saying, if parents understood these 3 to 5 things, they would begin to make a positive impact on making decisions about selecting colleges?
Sure. I do speak with so many parents, and a lot of the questions that they ask are repetitive. It's things that I hear over and over again, and I talk about that in the book. I try to bring these points into the book because I know this is what parents want to know. So first, Latino parents, unfortunately, they're not informed regarding the college admissions process, and this is because of a number of reasons. First and foremost, a lot of the students I work with, their parents did not go to college, and in many of the cases, these students are the first to graduate from high school in their family. So not having that access, not having that information, not understanding the complexity of the college admissions process. So most of the time, there's not one question that they have or two questions that they have. It encompasses, I don't even know what I don't know about college admissions. And a lot of times,
I don't know what I don't know, huh?
Yes. They when I say, what's the one question you have, a lot of parents just say, I don't even know where to start. So in the book, I focus on this. I teach parents, you know, in K-5 and middle school and high school, these are the kind of things that you need to be doing. Because unfortunately, a lot of our Latino students, they get to a high school counselor when it's too late in the game. And I don't mean too late, you know, they're going to be unsuccessful and they're not going to make it. Sure, they can make it, but if you would have had those resources earlier on, they would have been in a position to be more successful and to have more options available to them. So that's one of the things that Latino parents, you know, are unfortunately not informed about. The second is that the college admissions landscape has changed dramatically, and it continues to change. You have children of the baby boomer generation who are applying to college now in droves. Technology has created an opportunity for students to apply to multiple campuses just because, you know, you can go on the Common App and submit 20 applications at the same time you could normally just submit one. And then the recession has caused an increase in enrollment for students either going back to school or just foregoing a working career and just going straight to college. So that's another issue that comes up in regards to the climate or the campus landscape. Also, Latino parents are not in a position to afford the luxuries that a lot of their competitors, you know, their peers, these other students, take for granted. For example, we talked before about having a resource such as the Princeton Review. And I highlight Princeton Review and I give them props because they've partnered with Quetzal Mama, and I'm able to give my students a discount on the services that they provide. And this is only available for my students, and they have to meet certain criteria. But these are, you know, these Latino parents, they are not aware that these preparation programs exist. They're not in a socioeconomic position to pay for them because they are very expensive. And they don't have the tutoring and admissions consultants and someone to help, you know, edit their essays like other students have. So they come to the table less prepared. That's a huge obstacle. And then we also deal with the fact that in public K-12 institutions, the California budget cuts have dramatically decreased the student-to-counselor ratio. So high school students who normally, you know, maybe 20 years ago could have sat down leisurely with their counselor and worked out a plan and have been very informed along the way, nowadays they don't often have that opportunity. My kids, for example, rarely talk to their counselor.
So staff shortages have affected the access of the students. And like you said, you know, the competition to get into college is getting greater and greater. Pretty soon a bachelor's will become a high school requirement.
Yes.
Almost.
Yes.
And that technology in the world is just going that way. There's really no way to turn it around. Could you tell our listeners, please, about where they can contact you and also get information where they can find your book, please?
Sure. My book will be available this Friday. It comes out on Amazon.com Friday, August 3rd. It's $12.99. So just go to Amazon.com. You can purchase the book there. If you want information for yourself or for your students, go to my Facebook fan page. It's Facebook.com/QuetzalMama. It's one word, QUETZALMAMA. I also have a website that's QuetzalMama.com, and it's QUETZALMAMA.com. And one thing you'll definitely want to do soon is for your student to like the fan page, because every week I'm posting links to leadership programs, scholarships, strategies and tips, everything for high school students and for college students and even graduate level students that pertains to Latinos in college. I'm posting it on my fan page, and I often post success stories so that other Latino students can see what their counterparts are doing and how they're being successful. So it's really a source of knowledge. So go to Facebook/QuetzalMama to get more information.
Wonderful. And I also want to thank the Pan American Bank, who is one of the sponsors, in addition to the Walt Disney Company, that makes possible a lot of the broadcasting that we do at livestream.com/LSAC National. And we highlight, and we look forward to having you on that show as well, so that's also accessible via internet globally. Now, to continue the idea, is you mentioned a lot of difficulties for parents to to, you know, go through the process of getting ready to go to college. Let me ask you this question, and it's a question I wonder myself. When truly does a parent begin to prepare the child for college?
Well, that's a great, great question. I believe it starts as soon as, even before they get to what's now called transitional kindergarten. So that's something new that started this year in California.
What's transitional? I remember reading an article not long ago that in New York some children were dropping out of kindergarten.
Oh no, okay. this is different. Transitional kindergarten.
Thank goodness.
Yes, is something not for dropout kindergarten students. It's for students whose birthday, the cutoff day does not allow them to start with their peers, you know, in a regular traditional kindergarten class. So they end up being almost a year behind. And so the California Department of Education said these students should not lag behind. In fact, we should give them, you know, at least 1 year to prepare. So it's a transition into kindergarten. Yes, and they call that transitional kindergarten. So for parents listening, it really begins there, and I'll tell you why. By the time your student is in the first grade in a K-12 public institution in California, so remember, we're talking about California, but my students are national, but I'm going to talk about California. When your student is in the first grade, that teacher is already going to be identifying the top 5 and 10% of her class or his class to nominate for the GATE program. And GATE stands for Gifted and Talented Education. And a lot of our Latino students are qualified and able to get into that GATE program. But if parents are not informed, because a parent can nominate their child as well, if you have a thriving, ambitious, you know, it's not necessarily 100% intellectually gifted. Giftedness comes in many different aspects, so it doesn't have to be pure intellectual. And you want your child to be in that gifted program, you need to know what's available and how they're assessing your child. So that's one aspect. But then take it a step further. Your child is in a K-5 institution. Pretty soon they're going to be at a middle school. And if you're not prepared as a parent to understand what kind of classes your child needs to be in, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, before they get to high school, then your student won't be as prepared. So in our
a lot of the GATE programs that you mentioned are actually in some form pre-college prep?
They're not pre-college prep, but what they do is they provide the students with opportunities for additional learning experiences. They're in a classroom with other bright and engaged students. But to me, as a Latino parent, the most important thing about a GATE program is it labels the child as gifted. And like I said, that giftedness can be a number of things: leadership, intellectual ability, creativity. There's a lot of ways they assess these students. But when they get that tap on that shoulder that says, you are gifted for a Latino student, that is huge. It's incredible. It sets them up on a path where they have high expectations for these students. So the student understands, I'm special. I have an intended purpose. I'm on a path toward academic excellence. And so that's just one, you know, little part of the K-5 experience. Not all students obviously get into the GATE program, but it's something parents need to know about. Also, starting in the second grade, students take, in California, the STAR test. And so they're being assessed of their abilities, and colleges can see all of their STAR test scores. So that's another part of being informed. And in the book, I talk about how to help your child score the best that they can on those STAR tests. And so by the time they get to middle school, they've already been prepared. They know how to get into special programs in middle school, and those special programs set them up for high school. And I'll give you an example. When my kids went to middle school, they have a program here in our school district where they have one advanced science class. So that one class has, you know, 30, 32 students, but the school had 1,500 students. So how do I get my child into that advanced science class? Because my child wants to go into a STEM field. I need to know as a parent, how do I get them in there? Well, when my kids were in K-5, I had to figure out unique things that were related to science and technology that would help them when they applied to that advanced science program. So they read books, they did science fairs, they went to conferences. I mean, I exposed them to all these different things so that when they applied to advanced science, they were a competitive candidate. And this is no different than preparing your child to go to college. You just need to know, you have to think backwards and say, okay, where do I want my child to be when they apply for college? And then you look backward and you take the steps all the way down to kindergarten. And it really comes down to that. So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, our show is about ready to end, but we're very happy to have Quetzal Mama on the show. She's an author of How to Raise Latino Superstars and Get Them into the Best Colleges. Very happy to hear, very specific recommendations, and what I'm learning from the show today is that college process begins in pre-kindergarten, the moment they're born. One thing we did not mention, but perhaps we should highlight, is that we should also start a bank account, save money on a weekly basis for college for the children, and not only for admissions, but also for the tools that they need. Once again, I want to thank Quetzal Mama to be on the show with us today and how to raise Latino superstars and get them into the best colleges. And also, there's going to be a second book, I understand, Quetzal Mama's Guide to Personal Statements That Are Necessary When Doing the Scholarship and Admissions Essay Application Part. So we want to thank you for that part, and hope to have you on the show. Could you give us one more time your contact information, please, as we close the show?
Yes, my contact information is found primarily on my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/QuetzalMama, all one word, or my website is QuetzalMama.com. And you can find the book on Amazon.com this Friday, August 3rd. So just go to Amazon. You can search either Quetzal Mama or Latino Superstars, and it's going to come up.
Well, we congratulate you on sharing the information to all of us, and we look forward to having you back on the show. I know that there's a lot more information and details to share, but it's a starting point that your book focuses on Latinos, and it helps us to understand the processes of going to college, and you're absolutely right. There's just so many changes year to year, so parents have to be on top of it as well as the students as well.
That's correct. Thank you, Armando, for having me on your show. I'm very grateful, and I'm excited to share all my information with as many Latino parents who want the information. It's there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. May you continue the success of your show, and we look forward to having you in the future again.
Thank you.
Andale pues. Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being part of the show. I'm Armando F. Sanchez. You can find me on Facebook, armando.f.sanchez, and look forward to having your emails at lsacnational@hotmail.com, and we look forward to having future shows on other great role models. Thank you again, Quetzal Mama, and we'll be on our next show. Thank you very much.